Derek, what's it like coming into camp as the savvy veteran now?
Well, it definitely gets, as far as mentally, it gets easier every year, you know. But at the same time, 5 years of training camp, it almost seems physically it's harder, you know. So it's a lot of fun. A lot of the guys are excited to be back, and a lot of guys with experience coming back, so everyone seems to be a little bit more excited this year.
You know, I don't know if you follow it. I know a lot of coaches don't want their players following it, but there was a topic on the D2.com message boards of who's the best quarterback in the NSIC. There are some darn good ones, and you were certainly up there with those guys. Take pride in that? Do you not even care about that? What's your reaction to it?
Well, I kind of pay attention to it. You know, it's kind of fun to see what people are saying about you and stuff like that. But, you know, I take it as, you know, kind of an honor to just be talked about. Like, you know, I'm doing my job, you know. It's, obviously, these guys, you know, bring me in here to win games and do well. So I take it as I'm doing my job. And if people are talking about me, I just, you know, it gives me motivation to keep doing what I'm doing and continue to get better.
It's unheard of for an offense that was successful to come back the next year and have everybody back. Does that make things easier in that you all have that comfort level? Does it make it harder in that everybody is expecting even more out of you? How do you go into a year like that?
I think it's easier. You know, it's another year playing with the guys. It's, you know, it's the same faces. It's like a lot of the same, you know, everyone's on the same page. You know, it's hard when you get new guys in new positions. It's hard to get, you know, timing down, everything like that. So I think we all get along very well. We're all trying to do the same thing. We're all trying to win, you know, no matter what. So I think it's a lot easier, you know, and it feels easier right now. So hopefully in the year we can carry that, you know, carry it out and continue to put up big numbers.
No secret that when you and Lance were both in there and flip-flopping plays, and everybody knew that the defense was, what in the heck is going on here? I'm sure that the defenses around the league have tried to figure something out to stop you guys over the course of the offseason. Safe to assume that you guys have some new wrinkles, though, for this year?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, yeah. Obviously, it's not going to be anything new, you know, if we show that again. But, you know, they're trying Lance at a lot of different spots, you know, jumping around from receiver to running back and getting us on the field at the same time. And, you know, he's just another weapon that we can use. You know, obviously, he's a great athlete and stuff like that. And it's, you know, a lot of guys are fighting for the travel roster, you know, but it's a good problem to have. It's a lot of good competition. It's, you know, it's going to make everybody better, which is, you know, ultimately going to win us a lot of games.
There aren't too many teams that run five wide that have a tight end the caliber of Brian. What kind of a wrinkle does he bring to this offense?
Well, it's a huge look as far as the run and the pass game go. I mean, obviously the run game sets up the pass game a lot, and a lot of play action as well, which has been, you know, a lot of my success is that. And he just brings, you know, when you have a healthy running game, the play action is going to work that much more. So, you know, throwing five wide and then all of a sudden we're double tight, defenses have to prepare for everything. So the more looks that we have, the more formations, it's harder, the harder it is going to be to prepare for us.
He's a hard guy to miss as a quarterback, isn't he?
Yeah, he gets bigger every year. I don't know, he's still growing and everything, but yeah, it's funny throwing to Brian and then trying to throw to Cameron Abram. You know, it's a big window right there, but, you know, a little bit different style. But, you know, but like I said, having those guys back another year with them, it's, you know, it's easy to adjust.
Can you even explain how much easier it is as a quarterback to have five guys that you're comfortable with?
It's you know, it's invaluable to have those guys back. And, you know, a lot of them, you know, like how, you know, O-linemen gel differently than other positions, like as far as their calls goes and picking up blitzes and stuff like that. When they're comfortable with each other and know who they're playing beside, it makes it a lot easier for them too, you know, and we all get along, we all hang out. I'm actually roommates with Davis Mickelson, so we talk a lot too, and I tell him, you know, every sack you give up, you know, I'm going to be mad at him when I come home. So, I mean, but every time he does it, maybe I'll buy you a pizza or something, you know, so it's invaluable, and I love it, and I love what those guys do for me.
Got your bell rung a few times last year. How much better is that front going to be this year with an extra year of experience?
Well, I think you saw the improvement from the year, even 2 years ago, from the jump that they had. you know, we almost didn't have a running game 2 years ago, and last year we were one of the better running teams in the conference. So, I mean, I think that jump was huge, and, you know, the same guys are coming back. So if it's another huge jump, then that's perfect. But, you know, I don't see them going backwards at all, and they were a pretty good offensive line last year.
Good luck this season.
Thanks a lot, Brian.